CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now at work on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning, Adam.
Good morning, Ari, and good morning all. Welcome to September the 1st.
It is springtime.
So that's good. All right, let's settle down. Come on, it's six.
I'm just excited that I'm not pushing the buttons today, Adam.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, I get excited. Okay, so we're doing some Bernie 10 training at the moment with Brian Lyons.
Yeah, we are.
10 weeks worth.
I'm a little bit sore today, to be honest. Those 200 metre sprints were, they were heckers.
Hopefully going to get under an hour for the Bernie 10 this year, although 52 minutes for 8Ks the other night. I'm not happy with that.
You're not? Well, I think that's amazing.
8Ks, 52 minutes, 10Ks under 60, I don't know.
Oh, that's why we're training though, Adam.
Exactly.
So we got given these packets of... what would you...
Revies, I'd call them.
Revies on the card. Energy strips.
Yep.
Now, they get a great boost and they're easy on the stomach.
It's like a tab that you put on your tongue of caffeine, essentially, that Brian gave us last night. We saved one for this morning. I've got my lemon one. I don't know what... Cola lemon. Says, I didn't say it was cola lemon.
Says... oh, I want to try the cola lemon. It says here it takes 45 to 60 minutes to reach their peak. So we better have one now so in 60 minutes we can check in.
Yeah, well...
and see if we're pinging.
Yeah, well, stay tuned. 60 minutes from now, never know what could happen, but it's just a small little
tap. It's gluten-free, it's very... oh, yeah, you didn't clink!
Yeah, well, you're taking too long.
Sorry! Oh, well, I'll just imaginary clink, clink.
Coming up this hour, today in history, we're going to play Who Dat with Daniel Radcliffe today. You know him as Harry Potter, but he's soon going to be in a new film where he stars as Weird Al Yankovic. Doesn't seem
don't
like...
don't accept.
What?
I don't accept that. I only like him as Harry Potter.
Yeah, it seems like a weird casting decision, but when you see him in the trailer, he actually seems to be doing quite a good job. Quite a convincing Weird Al.
Really?
Hmm. Also, Billie Eilish. You know I'm a fan.
Yeah, you love Billie.
Someone is selling an unusual merch item of Billie Eilish for $10,000. They're trying to get for it. I wouldn't pay 5 cents for it.
Okay.
Because it's worth nothing.
Okay.
And next, we'll wake up with a 5 second rule. We've got to name three things in 5 seconds. You can play along listening.
And win, because we suck at it.
6:10, this is Eskimo Joe. Good morning.
Morning.
Eskimo Joe on CFM's Adam and Ari, 6:13. Exciting times ahead. Today we'll have a winner of our Father's Day Facebook giveaway, as well as tomorrow we'll have an Apple for the Teacher winner.
What a week of giveaways.
That's exciting. That's exciting, as is this. I'm always excited for this.
We've only got 5 seconds to say the words.
Simple, 5 seconds to name three things. We challenge each other, but you can play along listening.
Alrighty, Adam. You've got 5 seconds, and if you're playing along at home, to name three things you might find in the bedroom.
Bedside table, a bed, and a lamp. It's all in there.
Well done. It's I'd like to sneak that question back in just to see... if it can catch you off guard.
I'm pretty sure you've asked at that, haven't
I know.
You?
I just like to chuck it back in just to get some saucy comments, but you're just vanilla.
Rehashing.
Vanilla.
Rehashing old stuff. Love it. All right. In 5 seconds, Ari, name three. This one I haven't asked you before, by the way.
Okay. I'm
nervous. Not rehashing anything.
Yep.
In 5 seconds, name three African countries.
Oh, I actually wouldn't have a clue, to be honest. It's too early.
South?
Say South Africa.
Oh, no, just kidding, she failed.
It's too early for questions, and that's why we play the 5 second rule.
South Africa, Niger, Libya, Chad. You forgot about Ethiopia.
Oh, yeah.
Kenya.
Oh, my God.
They're all there.
I do know that.
Would you like to apologise to the entire continent?
So sorry, everyone.
6:23, that's Super High and Nika on CFM. A little bit of Billie Eilish news for you. Now, you know I'm a big fan.
You are a huge Billie fan.
Not really big enough to go see her live, though, I suppose.
This month. Oh, it's not Doja Cat, is it?
No, if it was Doja, probably. I was just a bit appalled by how expensive it was, but now looking at it, it's not that bad.
How much is a ticket?
It's $180.
That's, I guess, not too bad.
It's a little spanno, but it is at Rod Laver Arena, which is pretty cool, because it's a nice small arena. But anyway... there's a fella that saw her in Singapore that's selling a bit of a weird souvenir, Ari.
What is it?
Now, most of us, you might make do with a standard T-shirt or a poster, but this Singapore fan opted for a different sort of souvenir. A small plastic bag filled with air from the gig.
Like a Glad bag? Or is it like a Billie Eilish branded bag?
I don't know if you can see me screen here. a little
it's
sandwich.
Not even a Glad bag.
No, a little sandwich
it's
bag.
A sandwich bag that doesn't even ziplock.
Yeah, it would be hard to keep the air in.
It's just been tied in a hair tie. Nah, it's fake. The air from the concert has escaped from that bag and he's refilled
other airs
it.
In there.
Yeah, it's not the real air.
Well, he sold it on somewhere called Carousel, and they described it as very rare and deemed it valuable enough to be sold for a breathtaking sum of 15,000 Singapore dollars or over 10 grand in US dollars. So it's probably about 14,000
now,
mate.
Well, I mean, they're selling farts in jars, selling concert air. You can pretty much sell anything.
They promised the item would be kept in an airtight container upon dealing to prevent leaking, which is good. Otherwise, you'd just be paying for an empty bag as opposed to an empty bag.
Okay, let's say we purchased it. Let's say boss man gave us 10 grand and purchased it. What if it popped on the way here?
Well, see, it's the bag. It's another picture here. The bag is inside a jar to try and keep it safe. And keep the air in if it does escape. Some air will go into that jar, maybe.
But there's not even any brand. Like, there's nothing.
It's just a bag.
It's just an old school foldable sandwich bag with a hair tie of some sort in a very generic jar.
They also tried to provide authenticity by including a snap of Eilish on stage taken at the concert back in August. Apparently the seller was right at the front and captured some air right as she did a big roar,
note. So it's her air.
Apparently, he was close enough.
But so weird.
We're talking about $14,000 our money.
Yeah.
There's still tickets on sale to the show this month in Melbourne for $180. How much are flights from Singapore? You know what I mean? You could go to a gig, get your own air for that much money.
You could literally pay for a VIP experience and then...
Just ask her to breathe into a bag, please, Billy.
Hey, Billy, can you just cough into this bag for me, please?
See, you're gonna be more clever with business like me
just,
and Ari.
Just spit in this bag for me, please.
Ari, you're a business genius.
The only streaming app you need, iHeartRadio.
Righto, still to come, today in history... That'll happen before 7 o'clock. And next up, we're going to play Who Dat with Daniel Radcliffe. You know him as Harry Potter.
Harry Potter.
But you're going to know him as Weird Al Yankovic soon. You know Weird Al? You do. That's Weird Al.
Nah.
What do you mean?
What?
It's Weird Al Yankovic.
Nah.
What do you not understand?
I don't understand what you're saying to me.
That is Weird Al Yankovic. What do you not understand?
I don't know who that is.
That. The intro we played at Taste Test Tuesday.
Yeah.
Eat It by Weird Al Yankovic.
Oh. Okay.
He makes a lot of parody songs. That's originally Beat It. Michael Jackson.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was from. I honestly thought for some odd reason that you had just done...
That's Weird Al Yankovic.
I thought that you had just done that with your friends.
You've never heard Weird Al Yankovic. Never heard him? Heard of him?
No.
This one's another Michael Jackson one. Don't know that. Don't know Weird Al. But, well, here's a snippet of Daniel Radcliffe playing Weird Al in a new film that's about to come out.
I'm tired of people thinking I'm some kind of joke.
Your dad and I agreed it would be best if you just stop being who you are and doing the things you love.
My whole life, all I wanted is to make up new words to a song that already exists.
Oh. Well, you should do that then.
My little hungry one. Hungry one. Open up a package of my banana.
And that's Daniel Radcliffe, aka Harry Potter, playing him. There.
That's such
a
weird film.
Yeah, it's
How is that a film?
I'm interested.
That doesn't surprise me because it's not Norm.
I know nothing about Weird Al in his life. I think Weird Al's pretty Norm. He's like the most popular parody artist ever.
You honestly teach me something new, like almost every talk break.
Listen anywhere, anytime. iHeartRadio. Like a numb little bug that's got to survive.
M by Hold on CFM. The phone line's just lit up with outrage.
I've PO'd the coast, haven't I?
You don't mess with Weird Al. He's very beloved.
I have no idea who he is.
Three lines were lit up with outraged people.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Send your complaints in.
Oh my God, this man is my exact double.
Who dat? Who
dat? I can't tell the difference.
Who dat? Who knows? Not me. It's time to play Who Dat with another person. I actually do know who this person is, so don't stress. It's Harry Potter.
Also the guy that plays Weird Al.
Yeah, okay, Adam. All right, if you'd like to be in the draw to win a $150 voucher to Jensen's Quality Metal Works for a flue cleaner wood heater assessment and a $50 voucher to Thai Imperial for a food feast and to check out the new cocktail bar because it's super hot, then you got to play Who Dat by calling 1-300-655-922.
All right, we've got three clips. You've got to tell us which one is Daniel Radcliffe, a.k.a. Harry Potter and
Weird Al.
As well now.
Yeah, okay.
He plays as well.
Weird Al.
Is he A?
Even if I did need glasses in real life, you know, I never read.
Is he B?
The forest? I thought that was a joke. We can't go in there.
Or is he C?
Only I can destroy him, Professor.
1-300-655-922. Which one is Daniel Radcliffe? We'll go again. Is he A?
Even if I did need glasses in real life, you know, I never read.
Is he B?
The forest? I thought that was a joke. We can't go in there.
Or is he C?
Only I can destroy him, Professor.
Give us a call, 1-300-655-922. Which one's Daniel Radcliffe, CFM? Really sorry about Ari. Aha! On CFM's Adam and Ari, 14 to 7, we're doing the Daniel Radcliffe challenge.
Oh my God, this man is my exact double.
Who dat? Who dat?
Who dat? I can't tell the difference.
Christine from Georgetown is on to play Who Dat This Morning. Who Dat This Morning. Getting a bit gangster here.
Yeah, boy.
Who Dat This Morning. We'll run the clips with you.
I don't know the person, but I'm just guessing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, we like that. We have no problem with having a stab. We'll run the clips again. You tell us which one you think is Daniel Radcliffe. This is A.
Even if I did need glass in real life, you know, I never read.
This is B.
The forest? I thought that was a joke. We can't go in there.
This is C.
Only I can destroy him, Professor.
Which one do you think, Christine?
I'll just say B.
The forest? I thought that was a joke. We can't go in there.
Ooh, so sorry, Christine. That is not Harry Potter.
That's Draco Malfoy, I'm afraid. Sorry.
Yeah, have a wonderful day. Bye,
thanks, Christine.
Yeah, bye.
All righty, we've narrowed it down. Big thanks to Christine for helping us out. We've got A.
Even if I did need glass in real life, you know, I never read.
And we've got C.
Only I can destroy him, Professor.
1-300-655-922. Which one's Daniel Radcliffe, a.k.a. Weird Al?
Sorry, Daniel who?
Radcliffe.
Yeah, okay. Are you saying rat or rad? Because I think a few times you've mixed in between.
She's trying to save face here.
Oh my God, this man is my exact double.
Who dat?
Who dat? Who dat? I can't tell the difference.
Julie from Devonport on now to play Who Dat. We've got two clips left. Julie, we'll run them for you. You tell us which one is Daniel Radcliffe.
There we go.
Is he clip A?
Even if I did need glass in real life, you know, I never read.
Or is he clip C?
Only I can destroy him, Professor.
Which one is he, Julie?
B.
There's no B left. It's only A and C.
No, C.
I'll C, sorry. That's my bad hearing.
Only I can destroy him, Professor.
I'm afraid that's Charlie Hopkinson from YouTube. Oh.
So sorry, Julie.
I was going to say A too, and I changed my mind.
Trust yourself, Julie. Trust yourself.
Oh, we're so sorry, Julie. You are not in the draw to win any prizes.
That's okay.
Have a good day anyway.
Have a good day.
You
bye.
Too. Bye.
Adam
sorry,
the House
Julie.
Wins.
Yeah, it was him.
Even if I did need glass in real life, you know, I never read.
I thought that was actually extremely easy.
Well,
as soon
don't ever go.
As soon as I heard it, I was like, oh, there's Harry Potter.
Don't ever go, Julie
there's
and Christine.
Harry. There's Harry.
Don't ever go, Julie and Christine. They probably both know who Weird Al is, so I just, don't ever go. Gwen Stefani on CFM, 3 minutes to seven. She's dreaming there in that song of being as rich as Ari.
I actual get off.
Actual. Later on in the show, after 7 o'clock, we're speaking to Leanne from Lifeblood about blood donation. Also, Kitty Martini will join us to talk about dark arts burlesque happening at Mount Noman. And after 8 o'clock, we're catching up with Alison Hetherington with the Bicycle Network. They've got some refresher courses, back on your bike courses, coming to the Northwest Coast. Right now, we're going to have a skim through history.
Today in history, thing that happened.
Thousands of years ago.
Just like a quick skim.
Just skimming. All right. Skim through it, Ads.
1st of September today.
Can you believe it?
I can. It was on this day, 1912, big day for Australia. The golden wattle was declared as Australia's national flower. So
pretty cool, hey?
Here's to the wattle. The golden,
now,
the
now
golden
you can
variety.
Wattle on.
Sorry?
Don't worry.
It was on this day, 1922, that a New York City law was introduced requiring all pool rooms to change their names to billiards.
This is going straight to the billiards room.
That's probably the American translation or something.
That was definitely...
This is going straight to the billiards room.
It's from the castle.
Yeah.
Updated New York version. On this day in 1972, Bobby Fischer became America's first world chess champion. I feel like Bobby Fischer, always four moves ahead of my competition. What are you laughing at?
I'm still laughing at the
This
thing.
Is going straight to the billiards room.
That's so good.
It was on this day in 1976, cigarettes were advertised for the final time on Australian TV.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now in the car on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning, Adam.
Morning, Ari. Morning, all. Before we go any further, I have to tell you about the Sprayton Roadworks.
Okay, what's happening?
They're repairing the road service on Mercy Main Road between Main Drive and Sheffield Road in Sprayton today and tomorrow. So there'll be a reduced speed limit and frequent lane closures between 7 and 6 p.m. is when they're working. So they will have kicked off this morning.
Already on.
It's on.
It is on.
Just like this show, it's on. Check this out. Get a load of this, right? Okay. Kitty Martini will be in to talk about the dark arts event that's coming up at Mount Noman, a burlesque show.
Very cool.
Word Singer on the way as well. We'll be talking blood donation with Leanne very shortly. And today we're talking about what noises can you not stand? What noises?
Apparently it's me, Adam.
Had a lot of comments already saying Ari, so you don't need to say them anymore. We get it.
If you find me annoying, Lee Kay is doing a fantastic job over there on the old lady station, 7ADBU.
Well, you're having a go.
Feel free to switch over. It's okay, not offended.
What's yours?
Mine, honestly, the sound of a vacuum cleaner.
Yeah, right.
I cannot
See, some people go to sleep to that.
No. Even, like, I don't mind vacuuming, but I have to listen to music to drown out the sound. And the sound of, like, the drill at the dentist.
Right.
As well, like that.
And now, is that hearing it from afar or hearing it through your skull? Because it's working on your mouth.
Both. Okay. Just, like, gives me the goosebumps.
I can't stand styrofoam squeaking it, rubbing it. Oh, it makes my teeth hurt just thinking about it. Like drinking from a styrofoam cup with cold water in it.
Stop.
That's not even the sound. Just styrofoam
just
in general.
The thought of it gives you the ick, doesn't it?
It does indeed. So give us a call, 1-300-655-922, or write us on Facebook, CFM Bernie, CFM Devonport. What noise can you not stand? At 1-300-655-922, we have Naomi. She's a bit worried about you not knowing.
It's a have-a-go on Ari Day today, I believe.
All right, go for it, Naomi.
I'm seriously starting to worry about you, Ari. Yesterday, you had no clue who Roxette was.
No, but Adam played a song, and then I was like, I know that song.
And now you don't know who Al is. I'm seriously worried about your knowledge.
I don't know why you're worried, Naomi. I tell everyone all the time I actually know nothing about anything.
Thanks, Naomi. This is Roxette. Yeah,
thanks, Naomi.
Here's Roxette for you, Ari. So now you know.
Thank you.
And you know who Weird Al is, so we've sorted that. Next up, we'll get to some of your comments. What's your least favourite noise? That's Roxette, Ari. That was for you.
I actually do really know that song.
Exactly. See, I tell you, you do know this stuff. You just don't know that you know it.
I just need you in my life, Adam, to remind me that I know it.
Following you around. Filling in the blanks for you.
Yeah, thank you.
Today we're talking about what's your least favourite noise. What noise can you not stand? Kirsty's written in hiccups, which is, I've never noticed, never heard of someone not liking that sound, but.
Stop.
Sorry, I've just developed some.
Sean has said, females complaining. And your girlfriend's timed in going, I think Adam would agree.
Hey, I'm washing my hands of the whole thing. Let Sean speak. Let him speak for himself. Nothing to do with me. I did notice there's a lot of laugh reactions to that one, though. So, but that wasn't me. I didn't react good.
That was you, wasn't it?
I washed my hands of the entire affair. It's all my fake accounts. Tracy said the sound of an alarm clock. That's a good one.
Yeah,
because
that is.
Well, even when you hear it during the day, it's like traumatic. It makes your blood cold.
Here's another one that you might find funny. A lot of people have said sniffing.
Yeah, that one's quite annoying.
I do that all the time.
Straight into the mic. At 1300 655 922, Clint, what's your least favourite sound?
It's when you work with tradesmen. You know, you work all day with them, you sit down at lunchtime and you're just trying to have a bit of a peace and quiet, and you look over and they're chewing their lunch like a dairy cow.
Yeah, a few people have said chewing as well.
Yep, absolutely. And you're just like, wow, do you want to chew a bit louder, mate?
Is this like an open mouth chewing as well, like a real snappy, smacky one?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh. Eating a sandwich like they haven't had a feed for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good way to get indigestion as well, eating that fast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's my biggest pet hate, mate. Lunchtime is that time where you get a bit of a chill time and you want to relax, and then you've got someone sitting next to you chewing like they haven't eaten in 2 weeks.
Yeah, and they ruin your break for you, Clint.
Yeah, it does your head in, mate.
Yeah.
That does suck, doesn't it?
It's just one of them things, but sometimes you just can't. You just know the certain tradies that you work with, and you go, okay, I'm going to put my earbuds in while they're here and signal them.
Yeah,
the saviour, the earbuds.
So you see the frequent chewers, and you see them coming, and you pop the earplugs in because you see them.
Oh, yeah, mate. When you work for a mate for years, you know certain people, what they're like and stuff like that, and you've got the certain ones at lunchtime that just won't shut the hell up at lunchtime.
Yeah.
Like, they want to talk to you about everything you like.
This is my time.
Sometimes you want some peace and quiet, exactly.
Well, when you're working together, you've had all morning to tell me.
Exactly.
You all weekend, and then you want to sit down at lunchtime and start telling me what you did on the weekend.
Yeah. I've already heard this all morning.
The only streaming app you need.
Good morning, CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast, joined by Leanne from Lifeblood Tasmania. Now, Leanne, yesterday we were asking the folks, which band do you hate that everyone loves? And a lot of people said AC/DC. So I hope it's okay that we introduce you with AC/DC.
Yeah, that's fine. I feel like I do a bit of a rock star when you do it. So.
Okay.
Oh,
she's cool with it.
It's a double ding. Ding, ding.
It's a double ding. Okay, that's good. We had to check. Wasn't sure. Maybe you hate them as well.
Yeah, a few people don't like them.
No, actually, before I was born, my dad, he was in a band and was actually support act for them.
How cool is that?
Stop.
I know.
Yeah, right.
Don't tell Martin Agerton in the newsroom.
You'll get jealous. Yeah, he's their biggest fan.
He is. It was well before they were famous.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Well, Martin likes to tell everyone he went to their gig before they were famous, before even Bon Scott was in them. Some other singer, I think, was in there. So,
my dad was probably there.
Yeah, they were probably at the same show. So,
that's
Leanne,
so
we're talking about blood donation today, and one thing that may hold people back is a fear of needles. What can we tell them?
That's right. So I do get told all the time, oh, I haven't donated yet because I'm so scared of needles. I really, really hate them. And look, sometimes it is from the big burly guy with a full sleeve tattoo that tells me this as well.
Of course it is.
And look, we definitely don't have the smallest needles out there as part of the donation process. But our nurses are so well trained. That needle, it should just feel like when you go and get a blood test. It shouldn't hurt any more than that. It should be just that tiny prick, and then you don't feel it as part of a donation.
Yeah, okay. So what about people like with tattoos in that? Like, surely a tattoo needle is larger.
A tattoo needle is probably, I don't know if it's larger, but it's definitely more scratchy. And of course, it's going back and forth the entire time.
Yeah.
So if you've got a tattoo, there's definitely no excuse to not come in and donate. And look, if you've just got a new tattoo, of course you can do plasma straight away as long as you've gotten that tattoo in an Australian establishment.
Yeah, exactly. And obviously your staff, like if you are sitting there and you're getting a little bit nervous about the needle, I'm sure the staff can help you calm down and make you feel more comfortable as well, because the staff down there are fantastic.
Oh, look, they really, really are. They're the best nurses, I think, anywhere. No offence to all those other wonderful nurses out there. But, look, we do put them through very rigorous training when they come in. They are putting needles in and day out, and they can't miss. So we only get one shot. There's no wiggling that thing around, or sometimes when you're getting a blood test, they do that. Definitely one go. We've got to get it perfect every time. So they're very highly trained.
Yeah, I think it's just one of those things, the build-up is worse than the actual thing. So they're all scared beforehand. Once it's done, they're like, ah.
That's right. And then you get that beautiful adrenaline rush after you've saved up to 3 lives.
Yep.
That and the free snacks.
The snacks also add to that adrenaline.
They
That's
sure
right.
do.
Those beautiful snacks.
Where can we go if we want to donate, Leanne?
Yeah, so we do have quite a few appointments available at the moment. Things are a little quiet in the donor centres. So if you can go to lifeblood.com.au, go to the Donate Blood app on the App Store and download that, and you can book an appointment, or, of course, you can call 13 14 95 as well.
Thanks so much, Leanne from Lifeblood Tasmania.
Great, thanks for having me.
Word Sanger.
Something.
It is time to play Word Sanger. A few days ago, Theo gave you a couple words. You have not worked out the word yet that goes in the middle of this Sanger. If you think you know it, give us a call, 1300 655 922. If you get it right, not only will you be a champion across the coast, you'll also be in the draw to win a $50 voucher to Niche Plants in Shearwater. And at this stage, you have a pretty good chance of winning because we don't have any other winners yet.
Well, we have Mondays, but Tuesdays and Wednesdays, no. No so winners.
Could be you this week walking away with that voucher.
Here's the clue again.
Your words for today are black and light.
Black and light. So it's black something, something light. Something that comes after black that also comes before light. Here's Tuesday's wrong guesses. What do you think, Judy?
Night.
Black, night, night, light. No,
I'm sorry, Judy.
What do you think goes in the middle?
Is it white?
Black, white, white, light. No, I'm afraid it's not.
No, sorry.
Oh, okay.
And here's Wednesday's answers.
Alrighty, Joshy boy. What is the word that goes in the middle of the Sanger?
Sky.
Ooh.
Black sky, skylight. Sorry, Josh.
No, it's not. Sorry, Josh. Have a good day.
Head.
Head. Black head, headlight. Oh, that's a good guess, but it's not what we're after, I'm afraid. Sorry.
Sorry. Have a good day.
Black something, something light. What's the something? 1300 655 922. Come on, bring it home. It's the Goo Goo Dolls on CFM's Adam and Ari, 14 to 8. We're doing the Word Sanger. Helen.
Word Sanger.
Something.
Melissa from Devonport on this morning to play Who Dat. Have you been listening over the last couple of days?
I have, yes.
And you've had this, have you had this answer since Tuesday?
No, since yesterday.
Okay, well, we'll give the clue out again and you tell us what you think it is.
Your words for today are black and light.
What do you think, Melissa?
I'm going to say spot.
The word for my Sanger is spot. Black spot. Spotlight.
She's done it.
Melissa, you have done it.
Now we've got to think of another one tomorrow.
Finally,
damn it.
Finally, someone got it. Go, Melissa. I honestly think that I thought that was never going to end. Amazing, Melissa. Congratulations. You're not only a Word Sanger champion, but you're also in the draw to win that $50 voucher to Niche Plants in Shearwater.
The only streaming app you need, iHeartRadio.
The Shark Machine, Amy Shark. Everybody rise. 6 to 8 right now. Our guest is in here, Ari. So we'll just talk about this event that we were going to talk about.
That's Steve Martin's out there. If you want to hear him, he's about to go on 7ADBU.
Yeah, you're telling everyone to tune over this morning.
Whatever.
That's fine.
Okay, burlesque. So, Adam, what do you think burlesque is?
Dancing and stuff in costumes and stuff, is it? I don't think I've ever seen a show. I've got a general idea of maybe what it might be. Is it a dance show?
It's a certain style of dance. So it's usually quite comical, exotic, quite sexual. There's usually you're usually in
tassels.
Not a lot. And you might have lots of feathers that cover up certain parts of your body so that everything is actually on display. And it's kind of like a bit of a tease in a dance,
mm-hmm.
to wrap it up. It is an amazing form of dance. They do a fantastic job because it's very cheeky and playful. And it's just it's a great show because you kind of sit there having a little bit of a giggle along, and yeah,
it's tongue in cheek, is it a little bit?
Yeah, it's just it's real and it's magical to watch too.
Yep. So Kitty Martini, she's involved with the Goddess Burlesque Co. And she was going to be in here to tell us about this event, Dark Arts, that's happening at Mount Noman Farm on the 24th of September. You can get tickets at Eventbrite.com. It says after introducing themselves with a series of sellout shows last year, the Goddess Burlesque Co. is back with smouldering seduction and a sure to conjure some wicked emotions from way down within you. So that gives you
a bit of an idea. Yeah, it does. It is. It's very cheeky. It will make you laugh and you'll enjoy the, it's a whole experience to witness a burlesque show. Yeah, yep. It's really good. You've never seen the movie Burlesque?
No. Do I seem like...
Oh, my God, it's one of my favourite movies.
Well, I probably would hate it.
Probably, but yeah.
Is it anything like 50 Shades? You like that movie?
No.
Is it critically panned?
Probably.
But eventbrite.com.au if you'd like tickets to it. And Kitty, if you're out there somewhere, we salute you.
Yes, well done. Get it, girl.
Sort of worked out well, though, because we were running late. So here's news.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now, anywhere you are, on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning, Adam.
Morning, Ari. Morning, 08 past 8 on the 1st of September. How about it?
How about that spring weather outside? Lol.
Not yet.
Yesterday, I almost thought, yes, spring is here.
So you did it. You jinxed it.
I must have. Because it's not looking too great outside, is it?
Tell you what, I'll cheer you up.
What?
This hour before 9 o'clock. Alison Hetherington joins us to talk about the Bicycle Network's Back on Your Bike program.
I love riding the bike. Bing, bing.
Chorus King's on the way. We're talking about irritating noises too. You love them. There you go.
Well, I am one, so it's good to talk about it, isn't it?
Birthday book coming up, and you've got to stick around for this. It's Ari's world-famous TikTok report next. We'll do it after garbage. Adam and Ari, in the morning for you on a Thursday, 9 past 8.
TikTok. That was loud.
Mate, there's compressors out there. It's all fine once it goes out on the radio. Don't worry. Okay.
Growing calls for TikTok to be banned in Australia. There was a report put together by Australian US cybersecurity company Internet 2.0, and the report has since been published to the Australian Financial Review, amongst others. The report has found that the app is collecting unnecessary data, and experts are saying the app could potentially know things like when you last visited your GP, your movements over the weekend, and even how fast you drive, according to experts. Internet 2.0's report also reveals that the iOS version of TikTok has connection to the server on mainland China, which raises concerns that TikTok, the Chinese government, will have access to all your data.
Mm.
How do you feel about this, ads?
Oh, it's a bit like Dear Freddy, of course.
Yeah.
You can't trust the Chinese government. We know this.
They created the app.
It's not a free society over there. They do what they want. But the government doesn't mind selling our farmland and our properties to the Chinese.
So let them have TikTok.
And also there's been scandals with Facebook, with Cambridge Analytica and all that stuff. You know, you say stuff and all of a sudden you get ads on your phones. What's going on there?
Yeah,
you know what
exactly.
I mean?
All that time we had to check in at every place we went to.
Yeah,
tracking our locations.
If you want to include that.
Anyway, so TikTok has said that, you know, they don't hide from it. They do collect user information upon consent and keeps the data secure. But the concern stems that in China, tech companies are required to share collected data to the government upon request.
Yeah, well, everything in China is technically sort of owned by the government because it's a communist regime.
Yeah, so anyway, so just be mindful. If you don't want your information out there, honestly, personally, I don't mind if anyone knows I've been to the GP. Good
on
you.
Even the Chinese government?
Yeah. What are they going to do about it?
They're taking over slowly but surely, quietly.
Can you take my bill too?
It's the new form of warfare, as we know. Do you think they'll ban it in Australia? I can't see that happening.
Nah, definitely not. I don't reckon it will happen. It's Australia's like most popular social media app.
Yeah, the Zeds, they'll revolt.
Yeah,
they will revolt.
There's no way they will be able to remove it.
We'll have our own Australian Tiananmen Square.
Turn up the music. Adam and Ari for breakfast on 107.7 CFM. Call 1-300-655-922.
Happy birthday to me, happy birthday to me, happy birthday to me, happy birthday to me.
And what a pleasure it is to shout some birthdays out this morning. They've been submitted through the website cfmtaz.com.au. They're all in the draw as well to win $50 to spend at Peppermint Parties in East Devonport. They got marquees, photo booths, and they got lots more.
A huge happy birthday to Jungkook from Devonport. Nothing is more important than having a healthy, safe and happy life. Sometimes I look at you and I wonder, what am I doing? Although you're the maknae, I do look up to you. Your determination, passion, talent and your willpower, I'm in awe. Have a blessed birthday from the army that looks up to you.
Chloe from Devonport. Happy 11th birthday, Chloe. Hope you have a fabulous day. Love, Auntie Fiona, Uncle Jace, Ollie, Charlie, Ellie, Ruby and Connor.
Happy birthday to Kate from Turner's Beach. Happy birthday, Katie Cakes. Love your little man, Jironi.
Levi Barker from Priolina. Okay. Where's Priolina?
No idea.
Okay.
I have to Google it.
Happy birthday. Hope you have a great day at work. Love from Mum and Dad.
Anika Amani from Somerset. A massive happy sweet 16 to my daughter, Neek. Hope you have a great day. Looking forward to you taking me for a drive tonight in your new car. Love you so much from Sean, Mum, Brody and Caden.
Eva Parker from Devonport, our fun, athletic, basketball-loving girl, is turning 12 today. We hope you have a great day with your friends at school. Lots of love, Mum, Dad and Jacob.
And a huge happy birthday from us too, Eva. And a happy birthday to Sammy from Burnie. Happy birthday, Sammy. Thanks for being an amazing big sister and the best aunt to my boys. Love from Suka.
Anika from Somerset, happy 16th birthday. Anika, we hope you have the best day. Love from Dad, Roxy, Chase and Rylan.
Happy birthday to Mum from Stanley. Happy birthday, Mum. Hope you have an amazing day. Love, Gracie.
And Mum Jane from Stanley. Happy birthday, Mum. Love you lots. Ollie and Gracie. CFMTAS.com.au to get birthday entries in. Next up, we're talking more about irritating sounds. Harry Styles, CFM's Adam and Ari, 24 past 8.
Hey, want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
We're talking about annoying sounds.
That's me. Where'd you get that clip from? A great one here. Overhead fans above the stove.
You find that annoying?
Oh, I do find that. I think because it's similar to the vacuum sound.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me,
like,
that.
Oh, it's like I can't hear anyone talking. The fan is so loud.
Christy's written in, when people make the vomit sound, either by joke or actual vomiting, Christy was a sympathy spewer way back, and so was her son. They've grown out of it, but it's still not fun to hear people vomit. They makes them sick. No. Come on now.
One here, Debbie Brooks clicking a pen.
Yeah, I do that. A lot of people already tuned out.
Especially when I am presenting a training session. Actually, that's a fair point. When you are trying to be at the front and teach a crowd and they're clicking, it's very annoying.
Sorry about that, Debbie. I'm a bit of a pen clicker myself. I've got to apologise to you. A lot of people have said the humble plover.
Oh.
It is an annoying sound, isn't it?
Running training, you can hear them all over the oval.
You're scared.
I am scared.
Richard said his most annoying sound is election promises. Oh. Political. Satire, that. I've got a person here that won't be happy with that.
It's me and the unworthy little buddy and the Australian Prime Minister.
Mr. Prime Minister, thanks for being with us.
Hey, Richard, I am keeping all my little promises.
Thanks for being with us, Prime Minister. What an honour. I didn't know he was even here.
I can't believe he's here.
And you'll be happy to know Boof's written in.
Oh, I saw that.
Good old Boof has said, Mum moaning in the other bedroom with Dad. Good morning, live across the northwest coast. It's Adam and Ari for breakfast. It's 20 to 9 right now. Your chance to go into the draw to win right now by playing this.
Take it to the chorus.
La, la, la.
Chorus Kings.
Sing it.
We want you to sing it. All you need to do is finish the chorus by calling 1-300-655-922. If you get it right and with enough enthusiasm and joy in your voice, we'll pop you in the draw to win a $50 Leading Edge Electronics voucher. They are local just like us.
All righty. We need the line after this one.
What a girl wants, what a girl needs.
Aww.
What's the next bit? 1-300-655-922 again.
What a
what comes next, player? 1-300-655-922.
What a girl wants, what a girl needs.
Do you know the next words?
You know it. 1-300-655-922. Come on.
Take it to the chorus.
La, la, la.
Chorus Kings.
Sing it!
Dave from Devonport's on with us this morning to be a chorus king. Dave, we're going to give you the line and you take it from there, all right?
All right.
Let's do it, Dave.
What a girl wants, what a girl needs.
Go, Dave!
Whatever keeps me happy to set you free, I'm begging you. I don't know.
That's all good, Dave. We love it.
Whatever makes me happy sets you free.
You know what a girl wants, Dave.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Dave. You are in the draw to win a $50 Leading Edge Electronics voucher.
Thanks.
Well done, Dave. Hang there. We'll grab your details.
Good morning, CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. You never forget how to ride a bike is what they say.
Or do you?
Or do you learn in the first place? Do you need a refresher? Yeah,
hey, Renna from the CFM street team, I don't believe knows how to ride a bike.
Well, guess what? Bicycle Network's Back on Your Bike program is part of this year's Devonport Learning Festival from the 4th to the 6th of September. There's also sessions happening on the Central Coast from the 6th to the 8th. Joining us is Alison from Bicycle Network. Morning, Alison.
Oh, good morning, Adam and Ari.
Good morning. We're so excited to have you on with us. So who should really be signing up for these sessions?
Anyone who wants to refresh their skills and get back on a bike should be signing up. We've designed these sessions because we'd get a lot of people coming to us saying, oh, you know, I used to ride when I was a kid, but I haven't ridden in years. I'm too nervous. I don't have the confidence. And so these sessions are for those people. It doesn't take much to trigger that memory. Mm. So it's just one or two sessions and they can get back riding and having the fun that they should have been having all these years.
Yeah, how cool. So what kind of stuff do you do in a session?
We look at things that for regular bike riders you think are quite basic, but when you haven't been on a bike for a while, just remembering how to brake is quite a big thing, because you don't want to do it too suddenly. You want to learn how to control those brakes. Mm. And when you can control brakes, you can also control your riding speed, which is really important for people to be able to, you know, stay upright while riding slow. We look at turning, which again is something that you think is quite basic, but you know, when you haven't been on a bike for a while, you don't want to do those sort of sharp turns without thinking about them. So we put out cones and other obstacles and we get people riding around them and just building up that confidence about how to handle a bike. We also look at gears, because a lot of people, especially people of sort of my age, you know, didn't ride bikes with gears when they were kids. So, you know, all of a sudden you put them on these modern bikes and there's, you know, all these gears and they're thinking, how do I use these? But of course, once you learn to use gears properly, it means you can ride many more places because hills become less of an issue.
You know what I do, Alison, when I see a really steep hill and I've got to use the gears? I just hop off the bike and walk the bike up.
Well, see, that's exactly what we don't want people to do. Mm. It's so easy once you know how to use the gears to get up those hills and for it to be, you know, not to be that big barrier in your mind and not to have to think, oh, I've got to get on my feet and, you know, look like an Olympic cyclist to get up that hill.
Yeah. Can you just refresh us for a sec? So,
how do you use them?
Is the lower number for the hill or the higher number for the hill?
So if you want to go up, you go low.
Okay.
And if you want to go faster on the flat, you put your gears up.
And the lower one makes it easier to pedal?
Yes.
Okay. So that's for up the hills.
Yeah. Just to jog our memory. See, this is why we need
exactly.
This, Adam.
And just running through that on a hill is, like, really useful to see the difference in the gearing. And, of course, we bring some bikes along with us. So you don't have to bring a bike if you don't have one. And we've got a number of different types of bikes. So mountain bikes, easy riding, step-through bikes. And we'll even bring up an e-bike so people can try that. And so then they'll see the difference between, you know, good gear ranging and how that makes it so much easier to ride.
Yeah, amazing. So how can we sign up for a session, or anyone listening sign up for a session?
Yep, just go to bicyclenetwork.com.au and choose rides and events, and then you'll see Back on Your Bike. And then we just have an easy sign up. It's free, so you just have to sign up online. And the group sessions are quite small. We try not to have more than four people in a group.
Oh, wow.
And that means our instructor can give you really good attention and make sure that you're getting the most out of that 90 minutes.
Yeah, wonderful. So is there like an advanced one where you can like learn how to do flips and stuff?
Flips.
That's a bit out of our remish.
Yeah, just checking.
Yeah. But, of course, there are places you can go. There are quite a few private providers now popping up around the state, especially with the mountain biking craze, that do show you all of that sort of stuff.
Yeah, you need gears for those.
For the flips. What about the other extreme, like beginners, like Al Renner? Is it more of a refresher course, or can a beginner go?
Oh, look, a beginner can go if they feel like they can balance. The problem we've had with some beginners is that if you can't balance properly, it's very difficult. Like, you've got to learn how to do that before you start going through things. But people can get prepared for that. If they do have access to a bike, all you do is just practice gliding along. Don't put your feet on the pedals. Just leave them, you know, hanging loosely. Put the seat down low and just practice sitting upright on the bike and feeling comfortable with that balancing. Once you've got that down pat, then you probably are okay to come along to our sessions and start pedaling.
Cool.
So yeah. No training wheels on an adult bike needed?
No, training wheels are not good. Parents should know that. The new thing is the balance bikes, because if you learn how to balance first, then the pedalling becomes natural. If you're on a bike with training wheels, then you don't learn that essential balance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, that's our problem, Adam. We grew up with training wheels.
Well, I remember the first time I learned to balance properly, I just accidentally happened to roll down the driveway at home without the training wheels and suddenly realised, oh, I can balance this. And then I added the pedalling after that. But, yeah, it was the gliding, as you say.
Yeah, I remember learning how to ride and gliding along. You know, my dad had been pushing me, and I remember going along and turning to say something to Dad, and he wasn't there.
Oh, no, and then shock,
and
horror.
And I fell straight off.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Well, believe you can do it.
Yes.
Yeah, it's all about that confidence. Thanks so much, Alison from Bicycle Network. Those sessions happening from the 4th to the 6th at the Devonport Learning Festival, and also at the Central Coast from the 6th to the 8th of September.
Thanks so much. It's been great to talk about it.
CFM's Adam and Ari for Breakfast. Listen now at home on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning. Thursday morning. It's Adam and Ari here talking about irritating sounds this morning. Mel's written in. Her least favourite sound is dogs licking themselves.
Oh, I have to concur. I concur. It is the worst sound.
Sometimes they go on and on and on and don't stop either.
And especially if you're already sleeping and you wake up to the sound of the dog licking, because you know they're over-licking something, and then they're going to get a sore and On the note of dogs, Kelly has said, dogs barking.
Yeah.
Like that neighbour of mine.
Are you dissing her again? Does she listen?
No, probably not.
Can you give her a shout out where she works and stuff?
Yeah, give her a shout out. Hey, can you please just tell your dog to just be like a little bit quiet?
The miniature horse,
yeah, my new housemate has commented many times about the dog barking too.
Does she listen? Do you know if she listens?
I don't think she does, okay. No, but we know that Nath goes and visits all the time at the
And
pub.
She said to Nathan, oh, I hope my dog's not too loud.
Yeah, and
she
I was
has
like,
said that to him.
The dog is very loud.
So you're narrowing it down. She works at a pub too.
Yeah.
She said, okay. Brendan said, and I'm right behind this, was one other than the styrofoam that I really hate, a fork scraping across a plate. Ugh.
Oh, yeah, that is not good.
I can picture it. I'm not even hearing it right now. And I'm, ugh.
And Christy has said fingernail flicking. What sound does that make?
Well, I think it's where you flick your fingernails together.
Oh, okay. Like when they're bent, when they can bend.
When you make that sound when they flick together. I'm not going to do it because it irritates people.
Oh, yep. I know what you're talking about now. I thought she meant like when you rip a fingernail off and you flick it.
She might have, but I assumed she meant, putting your two fingernails together on two fingers and just flicking them against each other.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever heard that sound.
And Carolyn's written in, kids bouncing basketballs. I used to live in a place where there was a kid in the backyard bouncing all day. Very like early in the morning too, just bounce, bounce, bounce right next to me head while I'm trying to sleep in. That can be irritating.
Very irritating. The bouncing ball and the dog, the barking dog, can go hanging out.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
On the way, we have Lewis Capaldi. We've got Avril Lavigne with Skater Boy too. Stick around for that. Right now, we're going to get fancy with Walker Hayes. CFM's Adam and Ari. Post Malone, Doja Cat, CFM.
CFM's
travel for the teacher.
Last day to vote for your favourite primary school teacher on the northwest coast, and the race is tight, so get voting.
Oh my God, the race is actually so tight. The winning teacher will walk away with a $1,000 Harvey Norman gift card. Every student in that winning class, up to 30 kids, will receive a $50 Harvey Norman gift card, and you, just for voting, will go on the draw to win a $1,000 IGA Tasmania gift card.
We will announce the coast's favourite primary school teacher tomorrow too. Last day today. Get voting. CFMTAS.com.au. It's CFM's Apple for the Teacher for Hampton Peters Real Estate, Harvey Norman Devonport, IGA Tasmania, and Lee Jordan selling your home. Let Lee Jordan lead you through that journey. All right, Ganga Jang up next. This is CFM.
Listen anywhere, anytime. iHeartRadio.
CFM's Adam and Ari, Thursday edition, just about to go. But Ari, you've got more on our talk topic today, annoying noises.
Yeah, a lot of people have commented sniffing. Now, I grew up, you know, with a big family, and my step-siblings couldn't handle sniffing either, and my step-mum also couldn't handle it. So you can imagine, like, you know, seven of us in the car and how I am. I sniff a lot. I remember being actually on the way to school, and I used to be so terrified not to sniff in the car because I knew they couldn't stomach it.
Mm-hmm.
So I would panic and try not to sniff the entire way to school. And I didn't even know I was doing it and couldn't help it. They've had to pull over and literally chuck.
Vomit?
Yeah.
From you sniffing?
Because my stepsister had such a weak stomach. Like, they all had a weak stomach around it, but she was the worst. Literally had to pull over so she could chuck. And I honestly didn't even know I was sniffing. I tried so hard not to. And then I must have been anyway without realising it, and they had to pull on.
Yuck. At least you tried. You just don't try anymore.
Now I'm like, whatever.
You lean in to purposely do it into the microphone.
Only for you.
Yeah.
Sometimes you accidentally have the mics on. It's like, oh, so sorry about
that. Or Taste Test Tuesday, chewing into the mic. I'm trying to help you. People don't want to hear the chewing or the sniffing. This is for you. Right, we'll leave you. We'll leave you now.
I like to, what is it, fluff some feathers? What's the saying?
Yeah, that's it. Fluff some feathers. Jerry Shears next with your Workday Hits. He's our boss, so cherish him.